Today is Tuesday, October 1st. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Voters in the Ithaca School District will see a referendum question on the November election ballot in regards to exceeding the revenue limit. Lori Pizer is business manager for the Ithaca School District.
We're going to go up for 1.3 operational referendum for 4 years. Ithaca has not went out for an operational referendum since 2004. And if you look at the neighboring schools, they've had more operational referendums. Like Riverdale has had 2, Ocean Center 3, River Valley 4, and Weston 5 in the same time frame. So I think that shows that Ithaca has been very frugal with their spending.
There are two major reasons for the referendum.
As of 2025, the state funding has fallen $3,300 per student behind inflation. So if the state would have kept up with inflation for school districts, we wouldn't be here talking about going out for referendum. And another major point is declining enrollment. This is true for most all rural schools. Families are not large nowadays. I remember when I was young, we had families with 8 to 10 kids, and there was a family up the road that had 17 kids. And so now you have families of, you know, one or two children, and so of course that's declining enrollment.
One concern that voters may have about the Ithaca referendum question is the impact it will have on them.
Community members have asked about the referendum, how will it affect me? And on a $100,000 home, your taxes would increase $14 a month or $168 a year for the first year. The second year, the tax would increase $3.67 a month or $44 a year. In the third year, the increase would be $2.42 a month or $29 a year. And the fourth year increase would be $8 a month or $1 a year. So the total tax increase on a $100,000 home over the 4 years would be $242.
Pizer said that there is another concern that residents of the Ithaca School District have.
Community members also have been worried about their municipalities have been reassessed this year. And just because it's been reassessed doesn't automatically mean your taxes are going to increase. So if the averaged assessed value of your municipality increased by 50% and your property assessed value increased by 50%, generally there would be no increase to your property taxes besides the school referendum. If your assessed value increased by 30% and the average was 50%, generally you'd have a decrease in your taxes. And if your property hasn't been reassessed for many years and you're pretty low, and maybe you say you have a 70% increase and the average is 50%, your taxes will increase. So that's kind of confusing because of the reassessment. Everyone's like, oh, my taxes are going to be so much more. But it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Informational sessions have been held to help residents understand the referendum question. If you have not been able to attend any of the past sessions and would like to find out more information about the referendum, 2 additional sessions remain. They will be held Wednesday at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym and Sunday morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Former President Donald Trump planned to spend the hours ahead of Tuesday night's vice presidential debate campaigning in Wisconsin. Trump is scheduled to stop in a critical Democratic county where he's never been before that is crucial to Democrat Kamala Harris's hopes for winning the key battleground state. Trump was to appear at a manufacturing facility in Wanakee, a suburb of Wisconsin's capital city of Madison, in the Democratic stronghold of Dane County. Later today, Trump planned to hold an event at a museum in Milwaukee. Trump was expected to focus his comments in Wisconsin on the economy. Trump must cut into the large Democratic majority in Dane County to win statewide. Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to recharge their cars at Quick Trip. The company announced Monday it will be expanding its services at stations in Wisconsin to include both major standards of EV charging plug. 4 charging ports will be offered at each location that has the chargers. There's been an increased demand for charging stations in Wisconsin, as most rural parts of the state do not have access limiting travel for EVs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will restart the process to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. The Natural Resources Board approved a request for public hearings on the subject at its meeting last week. The DNR wants to set regulations to meet federal guidelines, but the change must go through a full round of hearings and meetings. If the change goes through, DNR staff say 90 water systems will have to be remediated statewide. Legislative Republicans prevented a previous alteration of the standards after the agency used emergency rulings to push for remediation in several parts of the state. Scammers love phishing schemes, but they aren't just limited to emails. As more real businesses use text messages to communicate with their customers, con artists are sending out their own texts, posing as organizations you know and can trust. If you receive an unusual text message, the following tips can help you decide whether it is a fake before scammers can get their hands on your personal information. Don't trust unsolicited messages. Scammers would try to get you to click a link or call a number in a text message claiming you've won a great prize, your subscription account is about to be deactivated, or there was a problem delivering a package to your home. They may even claim fraudulent activity has been detected on your account and tell you to act now. Before you get too worked up and respond, ask yourself, did I give this company permission to text me? Did I enter a contest recently? Am I expecting a package? Is it normal for this business to send me messages? If an out-of-the-blue offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If you receive an unsettling text message from a company you do business with, but they never text you in the past, look up their contact information on their official website and get in touch to find out what the message is really about. Watch out for suspicious links. Most scam text messages contain a link for you to click on. Scammers hope their message will cause you to feel so scared or excited you'll click the link without thinking. Know that a personalized message doesn't make the sender trustworthy. Thanks to data breaches and online directories, at least some of your personal information is probably online. Scammers may have access to your name, address, where you bank, your phone provider, and other details about your life. Look for spelling and grammar errors. A large number of fake texts originate with offshore companies where they may be crafted by someone who isn't completely fluent in the English language. Some scammers are highly skilled in English, and it may even be their first language, so not every fake text you receive will follow this rule. If a website looks real, check again. If you do click on a link in a suspicious text message and it appears to take you to an official business website, don't feel safe straight away. Scammers can create a carbon copy of a legitimate website, and if you log on the fake site, they can steal your username and password. Look up phone numbers before you call. Scammers may prompt you to call a number claiming you need to resolve some kind of issue or register to receive a prize. They may do so under the guise of a real business, so always double-check any numbers they send you before you call. If you spot a scam, text, don't reply. Some scammers ask you to text stop or no, so you won't receive future text. In reality, your reply tells them they have a real active phone number and could open you up to future attacks. Keep your antivirus software up to date. Antivirus software can alert you to fake and unsafe websites if you happen to click on a link in an unsolicited text message. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002.